Welcome to Warmaster Podcast, episode 50 with Paul and Barry.
Hello.
Hello, it's episode 50. It's
the big 5-0.
Yeah, well, that's 50.
Big right, 50. Okay.
Big 50. It's today is today's date is the 7th of Tuesday.
Yeah.
7th of Tuesday of February.
Yeah.
It's 1 o'clock.
Yeah.
No game again because I'm busy fucking, sorry, being casting stuff up.
I played some games.
Did you play some games this morning?
No, not this morning, but since we last recorded.
So we're going to talk a little bit about that. And we're going to talk about, we've got to 50, which is an impressive thing, getting to 50.
Yep.
In reasonable time. And we'll talk a little bit about, next week. Because next week's half-term and SmogCon, so that might get messy. So, no game today. What in the wide world of wargaming have you been doing, Paul?
Okay, so I'm just scrolling back through my... So, I played, since we last recorded, I played two games of Warmaster. I played Rodders on Thursday night, Empire versus Beastmen.
Ooh.
And I also played Nav, Empire versus Orcs and Goblins.
Winner takes army, yeah?
Winner takes army.
So, what about those Beastmen?
He beat me, so... Like,
did he? It's like an ante. You should have taken your Empire army.
Yeah, okay, so let's talk about those games. So I'm using the Trial Empire rules, and there's another trial rule come in of upgrading a unit of crossbowmen to handgunners in the core choices.
Seems legit.
Yeah, and I like that, because it means you can your core can be four halberdiers and two crossbowmen, two handgunners. Which you're paying a bit more points for. You're paying the right points for, but it gives that unit an option that it never was not there before, and I like it. Anyway, so my Empire list now is pretty... I really like the Empire list, because it's exactly the kind of Empire list I want to play. It's got something of everything. It's got some good options, like a brigade of heavy cav, of knights. And I'm loving the steam tank. It did a good job of blocking some chariot charges against beastmen.
Well, like proper, they're chaos chariots, there.
They're five attacks on the charge.
Yeah, chariot. Yeah. 3-3-5.
Blocked them. Got them to bounce. It doesn't beat them up. It just gets them to bounce.
It's only rolling three dice, isn't it?
Three shots and then three dice back. But what happened? What also, I got Rodders to try the what I would play. How I would play the ambush rules.
What's that?
Basically, same as Gutter Runner rules. In that, so you can't bring up hounds in something they can't deploy in. But the Gutter Runner rules are: you can either go on a table edge, or deploy into a bit of scenery or out of line of sight. That's how you can deploy.
Perfect. So that's already in the book.
That's in the game.
Right,
now, obviously, Gutter Runners are infantry and can go in any scenery that allows you to go in. But Chaos Hounds are cavalry and thus cannot go in like woods.
But so, if you wanted to not use Chaos Hounds, you could come up in a wood.
Yes. Yeah. So simple. Like, obviously, you can't make cavalry do something they can't do.
Yeah.
And then exactly the same. And also couple that with Warmaster Revolution rules is that we ruled that if he failed the order to deploy, unless it was a blunder, he still gets to deploy the unit. He just can't then carry on moving, have orders.
Ooh, that's untested.
Yeah, I know, but the whole ambush rules are untested, aren't they?
Yeah, so, but the gutter, because, yeah, would that apply to gutter runners as well?
Yeah.
Ooh.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah. Because, I mean, like, he tried to bring up a, because there's no... The actual ambush rules as they are right now are ridiculous. Like, he's supposed to draw on a map that he's drawn up. Like,
and then measure. And like, you have to go away each turn so you can measure.
So I can't see where it's going to be.
Because he has to measure the distance between his commander and the hypothetical point on the board.
Yeah.
And he's supposed to specify what's coming up where. And it's just awful.
Yeah.
It's just awful.
Yeah, so that doesn't work. But the ambush rules for Gutter Runners, which is Skaven Army, which came a lot later, like in the development of the game, have much more simple rules.
But does he have to specify what's coming up where, or can he be flexible?
No, he'll tell me what he's ordering.
So he has a reserve pool of
units.
And he could decide, right, I think I'm going to bring these four up.
Yeah, but he's already in his mind set the brigades in his head.
But he hasn't physically set them.
No, he could change them. Yeah.
Right, okay.
So he said.
That's a big change, because you have to specify.
Yeah. But it makes it a lot more workable. The point of an ambush rules is that the Beastman player can bring up brigades in an ambush.
Mm.
Like, now that doesn't mean they're into combat because they've just received an order and they have to have other orders to attack. So, and Beastman shooting isn't fantastic. So, it's good for situation. Like, I took a good picture of the sick, because he'd literally got a brigade right behind me. But it wasn't like, well, there it is. Then it allowed me something to... And to be honest, I just turned my cannons around and shot it. You know, it was like... So it wasn't like, oh, I thought this is ridiculously strong. It's just... Because there were two interesting things in that game. Like, his army had 12 units of Chaos Hounds.
That's interesting.
So, but I did not see it as any issue. Like, I just beat them. Like, as in, like, it wasn't... They were just easy to kill.
Well, yeah.
But that wasn't a
problem. Any easier than infantry to kill?
Easier. Because they're not supported. They're not supported, and there's no save to them. So, like, I put a unit of pistols, one unit, into a brigade of four Chaos Hounds.
In the front?
Yeah, and they did loads of work. Like, they, like, attritionally beat out three units.
Well, sounds a bit of a spike, but spikes
maybe,
do happen.
But maybe, but yeah. It was like, it was, and that was in his base, in behind his front line, caused him loads of problems. Yeah. It's like, I don't see that as an issue. I mean, if you want to fill your army full of chaff, then be my guest, you know, like...
No, it's more about how much work it can do on the break.
Well, yeah, I know, but, like, it's the same with, like...
It's not like bringing 12 units of skeletons, is it? That's the same point. I'd rather have 12 units of Chaos Hounds than 12 units of fucking skeletons. Even though the skeletons have got to save.
Well, the Chaos Hounds can only attack, they can't defend.
Well, neither can fucking skeletons.
Well, they can defend, they could be
in a wood, hiding.
And they've got an armour save. Yeah. Anyway, my point is...
Goblins.
Oh, yeah, let me say my point.
Okay, you say
my point is, I don't see it as an issue.
Well,
And so when that comes to a vote, if it comes to a vote, I won't be voting for it. I don't see it as an issue. So that was interesting in his army, and the ambush rules played really well because.
Well, apart from the auto order.
Yeah, but
sure
I think because they still gonna, because under Revolution the brigade would still get a half pace move, doesn't it? So we ruled that half pace move is then deploying. They're still paying a penalty.
You can rule what you want, but
they're still paying
sure.
a penalty in that if they succeeded the order, they could have other orders and carry on moving.
Okay.
Because that's what the ambush rules are.
Well, you'd have to mention it to Alice.
It's something to tackle when it comes up to that situation, because we're going to talk about the rules committee.
Yeah.
But personally, that to me is the best way to do ambush rules, and I will be suggesting it.
I haven't got an issue.
I'll put a proposal in, you know, like for it, and it's something I've played.
That half move rule, isn't in Revolutions. It's in
optional. Oh, is it? Well, okay. Then if you're playing the optional rule, then
okay,
which we were.
Yeah. Well,
there you go. It's even easier, isn't it?
Yeah. So it's not in there unless you're using an optional. Yeah. Then it may be. That's kind of house rule anyway.
And that. So anyway, it was a really tight game. Like, it came down. I had like one break left, and I won.
Yeah. It's good job you won, because Hannah was hungry apparently.
So that was off the night shift. I just like
you forgot you had a wife when it was time to make dinner. Didn't forget you had a wife when it was time to get a lift home.
Basically, but I wasn't hungry, so I didn't even cross my mind to make dinner. That onward game also cost me my marriage, which is the reason I needed a lift was because my parents' car was returning in Ingatestone. It was just simple to return it then after the game, but I needed obviously a lift home.
You won. You beat Rodders.
Yeah, beat Rodders.
And then you played Nav.
Then I played Nav with the same Empire list.
And his farewell to his Orcs list.
And he beat me. Again, his Giants. He's just Giants work for him, don't they? They don't work for anybody else.
Mate. No, if you get when they work.
It's just him and his Giants.
If you can roll a six, is it just a six?
Yeah.
Fail and order roll a six. They do some work. It's such a small width of base.
Yeah. Yep.
And such a mad amount of attacks. Stuff. 17, 18 attacks or something.
Off the top of my head there, we played meeting engagement for that one, which he quite liked. And I ended up getting my knights stuck behind my army somehow and just failing to get them involved, sadly. So by the time they got involved, it was way too late.
Quality of infantry is definitely on the Orcs.
My army fell in deployment all in a corner aside from two units of halberdiers. And I was like, so I lost them quite easily because they were like on their own.
Brigade of two units.
It's like, and I was like, well, shit. Like, they're out.
Bye.
I tried to run them away. I didn't get that far. I failed a lot of orders, and they got eaten. And Nav stuff with Revolution just keeps rolling forward, regardless of failing orders. So he got me.
Those trolls.
And my big counter to it all, my knights just didn't get work. But again, the Steam tank there took a charge from a giant. No, it survived.
Wow.
Yeah.
Lost the combat, obviously.
Lost the combat, yeah. Lost the combat, but it held it back.
For both turns?
Yeah.
Wow. That's meaty.
3 up save's good.
Maybe he needs to have crushing strength or something. Plus one.
How about rending?
No, not rending.
Yeah. So that happened, and I ended up... And Nav wanted to sell his Orc and Goblin army, basically to punish himself for something he'd done wrong, which I won't go into. Yeah, because I had to ask him why he was selling it. Yeah, he doesn't. Yeah, so it's a.
It was like a flagellation.
Yeah, I liked it. It's like, oh, okay, so you're doing this to punish yourself.
And it's that's why the money wasn't important.
I deserve to be punished. Like, it was like, okay.
You should be charging more for this.
Each your own, I'm taking it.
Because he didn't sell it personally, did he? So. It was going through somebody else's sale, wasn't it?
Well, just because he doesn't have a Facebook.
Right, I understand that. Clever man, have Facebook.
Yeah.
Facebook's garbage.
And I also gave him some other units of my old Orc and Goblin army to commission to finish off, like, round his army off and the corners that I'd want. Because it's just 2,000 points up there, and with his stuff, like, with the stuff I gave him, it gives me loads of options.
Yeah.
Which is great. And I eBayed and sent off my Orc and Goblin army to some guy in France who proceeded to complain that some of the stuff was broke on arrival, and I was like, well, I did package it as well as I could. And also he moaned that the basing on the models wasn't very good. And it's like, well, you saw a picture of them. Like, I don't know, like...
I have nothing to say.
Yeah, no, but it's just like, well...
Don't go into customer service, Paul.
Yeah, well, that's the thing. I apologise. I kept it very simple, but, like, I couldn't understand why... That's not even a thing you can complain about. It's like...
We can complain about anything you want, mate.
I mean, I know
I was in the swimming baths a little while ago, and a woman was complaining that a man was swimming too near to her, and she wanted him removed from the swimming baths.
Swimming too near? What, did he have, like, a hard-on or something?
No, it was just... when he was overtaking her, he was coming too close to her or something. It's like a public swimming bath. There's people everywhere.
So she wants her own... Like,
I don't know. She says she called over the lifeguard and asked the lifeguard to remove the guy from the pool.
So what is she expecting to happen?
To drag him out of the pool and kick him out.
What grounds?
She was encroaching her personal space or something. It's like, in a public swimming pool. I don't think he was groping her. He was just like...
Overtaking
her. Yeah, because it gets quite crowded, doesn't it, when you're overtaking. The world's mad. You can complain about anything you want, mate.
That's ridiculous. So does she want, like, an exclusion zone of 3 metres of clear pool around her at all times?
Just wants the ability to complain, yeah. I guess. She had that ability to complain.
Well, buy your own swimming pool, stupid woman, if you want that.
Yeah, or don't go to a public swimming pool.
Yeah, I'd love to deal with that kind of complaint. I'd just be like... It's like the kind of complaint you get at the hospital where people are just being ridiculous. Like, what do you expect to happen?
eBay's a difficult thing.
Yeah, no, anyway, and something that's happened with the funds of that is that before he moaned, like, anyway, the funds are in my PayPal account, but they're pending. So I've accepted them. I've got the money, but I can't access it.
It's not clear.
Yeah, so it's like, and I looked on eBay, and it's like, you have, the money is pending until you get it released to you, by the latest 20th of February.
That means it's probably a bank transfer rather than a credit card.
Yeah, I guess so. But it's like, it's weird. It's just like, oh, I've never had that before. But, yeah.
There's lots of videos synchronized. I mean, you've got ages to complain. Ages. Yeah, they'll pull the money back.
Well,
they don't care.
We'll see. We'll see. I mean, like...
It depends how clear the picture was. I didn't see the...
If
you can see it clearly,
I took one for the army. I mean, I don't get me wrong. I took one for the army and I took one close-up. Yeah, and a couple... I took more than one. I took a couple close-up. And it's like, if he wanted more clarification, he could have asked for it, and I would have sent it. He didn't. He bought the thing as seen. Well, there you go.
Does it say as seen?
Well, yeah. Like,
well, no, yeah. What do you mean, yeah? Does it say sold as seen?
Yeah.
Oh, there you go. Sold as seen, then. But eBay's a funny item.
Yeah, no, I mean, thankfully, it's not... So, I only used it because I had this deal to get a much better painted one.
Yeah.
I'm not regularly an eBay user or seller. I don't care if I get one bad remark, you know.
I prefer to sell off eBay, to be
honest.
Well,
so do I, anyway.
Because people think there's a protection as a seller on eBay. There's no protection as a seller.
I mean, I know it's risky, but, well, there you go.
Yeah. Did you send it recorded, at least?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay, well, that's at least one bonus. Right. So as it is, any more games? So you play those two fantastic games. Nav beat you handsomely with his giant spam.
Yeah, like you can't deny the guy's
beating. In Tribe is one. Tribe is one.
Yeah.
I think that was the event. I gave this Best Painted Army.
Yeah. Now this, I own it.
Now you own it.
Now I'm going to win Best Painted.
Well, no, because you didn't paint it.
Well, you're only if I asked.
You don't get Best Painted by Best Commissioned Painted Army. It has to be an army you paint.
Yeah, okay, fair enough then. Yeah, like that stipulation. But
is that not the case?
Yeah, I know, I know. But no, I didn't play any other games because I went away on a stag do this weekend.
Ooh. Mm-hmm. Is that good?
I was good. It was in Bournemouth. Never been there before.
Oh, old people.
Lots quite young, actually.
And students.
Yeah.
Lots of students, lots of old people.
Yeah. Bournemouth. Never been there before. But it's actually a good nightlife.
Yeah. I think all there is like old people and a university and nothing else. So, good. Right. Well, I mean, not much, man. Just Magic last night. I had a good game of Magic last night, though. I homebrewed a deck and went 3-0, beating, like, proper decks.
Mm.
So you won't know anything about the Magic meta game.
No, not at all.
There was a proto at the weekend, and Mardu Vehicles was triumphant. Six of the top eight were Mardu Vehicles, and round one and round two, I beat Mardu Vehicles with my homebrew deck.
I'm sure that's something.
It was good. It was good. And then I'd just been moulding my arse off.
Yeah.
Moulding. Yeah. And more moulding, so. What else? Is that it? We're on to...
I've got some other stuff planned. But that's between last recording. That's, yeah. I mean, I play quite a bit. I've got Total War now on my, yeah, you know, like
Total War Janus edition.
Total War. Oh, yeah. Total War.
I bet he's easy at that. But you beat him every game.
I am learning how to play the game better. But I did. But he is sneaky. Like I did. In one of the games you played, like his cavalry was so much quicker than mine, and I was like, "How's that?" And I asked him, like, "How's your cavalry so much quicker than mine?" And this is like vamps versus vamps, because like it was like start of a campaign, and he was playing vampires. Yeah. And it was like, oh, they're a special unit, and I was like, oh, okay.
Special unit.
And they're like, no, they're not. It's just like actually, you can click unit. I didn't realise you can click change the unit speed, and they'll like tire out faster. But obviously, cavalry, you should be making them go faster. That's the point of having cavalry. So I didn't.
So you can make them go quicker, but tire quicker.
Yeah, yeah. If they're running around, sprinting around, they get knackered.
Right. But you, all right, and you're not worried about that?
Well,
fatigue?
No, because like you need them to be... Like, if you're sweeping your cavalry behind somebody to get their artillery...
Right.
You just want them to go fast.
Okay, well, at least he told you.
No, he didn't tell me. I looked at it, I was like, that can't be right. And I missed
it. Like, twice as fast as
yourself. So I went back to the intro stuff and was like... And tried looking at all options. And I was like, there it is. Like, you can make your cavalry go quicker.
Right.
But he didn't tell me that.
But was there, a tutorial that you skipped through?
No, actually, the tutorial didn't cover that a bit. But, yeah, I mean, it's right there, but unless someone tells you, you don't realise. Because I was playing around with, one of the early games. I was just trying all the different, orders. Like, what does this actually do? Like, let's have a look. Click, 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 click. And I was like, oh, that's what it does. And now I've got my Riksguard Knights travelling really quickly, which is good.
And imagine you're not on Skype. You're just,
well, no, that's the thing. As I said, I've got a headset,
right.
And it's like, oh, I've forgotten mine.
Every edge,
Janice, every edge. So, anyway, he's beat me in one campaign because I never
got the whole campaign.
Well, basically, my empire didn't. I got beaten too far too early.
So you're playing against
it's
AI?
It's really clever. Like this Total War game, right? This is fact. Because so we played a head-to-head. Now, I thought that meant... I was like, hang on a sec. Does that mean I'm going to have to, not move? As in, I'm going to have to watch your battles or something? Well, how does this work? And what it means is, head-to-head mode, is that you are both different races and different empires. Every time you fight a battle, the opponent has the option of playing as the computer instead.
Oh,
which is really good. Or you can watch. You don't have to play. Or you can auto-resolve, if you both agreed to auto-resolve.
Right.
But what that means is, so every game in the campaign can be you versus the guy that you're playing the campaign against.
Right.
So anyway, that's...
So there's no easy matches against the AI.
Oh, my God. I actually, because I didn't have time to play it, but I did watch a bit of one of his... He played his second campaign, he's playing a Skarsgård, the goblin, warlord, against this dwarf force. And yeah, he pulled off some really good tactics there. I was like, "Oh, it's a bit better than me." Okay, so I'm much to learn. But I'm focusing on Empire at the moment. Yeah, and my current solo campaign is going quite well.
So there's no multiplayer game in the wide world.
Yeah, you could do that. But I mean, you'd rather.
So that's not what he's doing. He's just playing the computer.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, but like, I mean, so I've got a campaign against a computer, and a campaign going against against jammers.
Happy days. Because I was reading White Dwarf. I don't get to read them like you do the minute they come out. I have to kind of sit around, and they have to sit on the table until I get around to reading. So I was reading some stuff from Ben Johnson.
Yeah, he was it. Did some Age of Sigma, like Sigmarine.
That didn't get me going. He almost got me interested in the game, because I quite like him as a person. He used to be on Bad Dice. He was the only reason I left. Listened to Bad Dice. As soon as he left, I had no interest in the other guy, Ben Curry, or whatever his Curry's name is.
Not interested in Curry.
I like curry, though. Like Madras or something. Beef curry. So, Age of Sigmar. And he almost got me interested until I saw what he was playing. And it looked like total crap, mate. Mm. His list was just like the same thing. They all had the same special item. It's just like, oh, man, this is horrible. So, I think... what I meant to say was, like, I was interested in reading him. I like him. I almost got interested in Age of Sigmar. I almost thought about picking up my army and looking at it. But then, I saw the Stormcast Eternals, and it just made me want to puke. And I think as long as they exist, Warmaster's safe.
Well,
because if you ever come near me with that garbage on a Warmaster table, I'll have to flip the table at you. Well, if they brought Warmaster back with Stormcast Eternal,
well, have them deep striking.
They're just awful.
Yeah.
It's been almost 2 years now, and they still leave me completely cold when I look at them.
Yeah, yeah. They're not like, they're far too 40k.
Or 30k, or whatever, 20k, or whatever
they're
going to
be. Marines, don't they? Yeah, but there's a reason they look like Marines.
I'm sure there is a reason. is the circle going to complete their net sometime soon?
Right, so currently what's happening in the 40k world is that they've started their End Times books.
What do you mean, end times? How can they have end times?
Well, they can have a big change in the story. And because, you know, in 40K, it's always gone to a soft reset after an edition. So it's always been 5 minutes to midnight, and then it soft resets back a bit of time.
So like 20 minutes to midnight.
Yeah, and then it's getting worse again. Well, in current 40K, midnight's come, and Baden's led his latest failure Baden, who, like, why would you have a commander who's failed 13 times already? But he's leading his next, you know, Black Crusade.
Right.
And yeah, no, Kalf's been burnt and stuff. It's like seeing the stuff is happening. So the next edition,
40K.
Yeah, the next edition of 40K, when, if that's later this year or next year.
It's this year.
It's this year. I don't know how it's going to be different, but it will be different.
No, I don't know how it's going to be different. There's already, I've got people who are kind of in the trade.
Go on,
who've been pre-warned. It's Age of Sigmar. Age of Sigmar 40K edition.
So what, like?
4-page rule book, everything on data scrolls, everything free.
Ah, okay. And any points?
Are there points in Age of Sigmar?
There is now from that General's Companion.
Yeah, but who's going to keep that up to date? And are they going to do a new book every year? I don't know. What happens when new stuff comes out?
I don't know, but I mean, the thing is for me, is it like, because I'm playing a bit of 30k, and 30k is tied in with 7th edition rules, so it doesn't really matter if there's a new edition of 40k to us.
Okay.
Because, like, the 30 Forge world has always been quite separate from GW.
Yeah, yeah, I agree.
Yeah, and you're playing it to that edition of rule set, so if there's a new edition of rules, it doesn't matter.
But then you can't call them rules, really, can you? There's a new pamphlet that you can...
Well, okay, if they make, what is it, 8th edition of 40K, it's not going to matter to the group of people I'm playing 30K against.
No, absolutely not.
It won't matter at all. It's a different game.
Yeah, yeah. But that kind of ties into the whole point of this conversation. But it's like, so if you go Age of Sigmar edition of 40K...
Yeah.
And basically, we're going to go Bubble World again, aren't we?
Bubble World? Well, I don't know, like, whatever.
Well, they're going to have to do something, aren't they?
Don't
I? If it's End Times, they're going to have to find some way of rebooting it into...
They've called it a Gathering Storm, but that
they could be right about that.
But that is the 40K's version of End Times. Yeah.
So what you've got is, like, from a company, Games Workshop's point of view, you've got all these restrictions that are stopping people buying what they want to buy.
Force restrictions, yeah.
Oh, whatever. Book restrictions, codexes. This. Yeah. What you want is somebody to come into your shop and say, "Shit, I like the look of that. I'll buy that. Shit, I like the look of that. I'll buy that," and then just whang it on the table.
Yeah, well, you can't do that currently. For it. Yeah, right. Okay,
that's
fair
exactly
enough.
What we do in Age of Sigmar. That's what they want. They don't want some grandma having to learn a Force codex so she can buy her son a. She can buy this, bang. There you go, son.
That's true.
It's horrific, yeah. But that's where it's going.
Yeah. Wow. I mean, I wonder if they'll learn from their mistakes then with Age of Sigmar.
With points. I don't know if they want points.
Well, they do, because they put points back into it.
Yeah, but they've only done that for a certain type of game. And they say putting points in creates a gaming environment. That's what Ben Johnson said. Creates a gaming environment that tailors to one type of gamer, the tournament gamer.
Yeah.
Or somebody who goes to a club and just wants a pickup game. It doesn't help people who want, like, historic... You know, like, there's historical unbalanced games or campaigns or whatever.
Yeah,
doesn't help them.
Yeah.
So they want, like, a blank canvas, do what you want, and then if somebody... If it, maybe they'll have, like, for tournament games, they'll have some points at a later date or whatever. But that's not what they're going to... That's not the aim of the game.
But they would be messing with their money ticket. 40K has always been their biggest selling thing. By about, like, at worst, 60%.
Yeah, but you're looking linearly. You're looking... You've got to think about, like... There's no more codexes. If they break some Bokenus Balls unit out for one army, like, everybody's going to use it.
Yeah, I know. Yeah.
It's just, like, the old... Like, good, you've got, like, Tau and Marines and all this... All
well, you can currently do... That's why 40K is so bad at the moment.
You can already do that. Well, like, there you go. You can already do it now. So,
yeah, yeah.
Mm-hmm. I'll take my artillery from the Imperial Guard and Tau, and I'll take, like...
Oh dear. Like,
anyway.
I mean, like, yeah, but it doesn't make much difference. I mean, it's interesting to see what they do, but it doesn't make much difference to me.
But you say that. You say about your 30K.
Yeah.
When was the last time anybody played 8th edition?
What?
It just died.
People 8th edition of fantasy?
Yeah. I didn't want it to die, but it just died. Yeah. Because when we get posters up at the club now, people posted up this week saying, anybody want to play Age of Sigmar? No one says, anybody want to play 9th Age or anybody want to play 8th edition?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
They're gone.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, there's a bit of Kings of War. So maybe, as much as you don't want it to happen, that's what happens. The game moves on and you can only find new blood by going with the game.
Yeah, I suppose. But I mean, like, so it's weird because, like, I played this guy Olive. You know, so I mentioned
Oliver Bell. Yeah.
And he did mention it. We were chatting about the club and stuff because, like, I'm getting to know that guy. I don't know him, and he's like, yeah, he's got a kid, but he's on work, not at work, etc. And I was like, okay, that's interesting. And he did say when he first started at the club, there seemed to be like he felt there was quite a cliques going on, and I said, well, that's inevitable in people that have known each other as long as some of us have known each other.
Hmm.
But he said, but you know, he accepted it and worked his way into one of the cliques.
Yeah. But like, that was around games. It was just people didn't move between games.
Yeah.
So there was like
a
massive X-Wing contingent.
Yeah.
They just played X-Wing.
Yeah, yeah.
And a massive, whatever it was, Guild Ball, War Machine, whatever it was. Yeah. And they just played that.
Yeah, exactly. And I was like, okay, I hear what you're saying, but cliques and people being tribal and cliquey is inevitable in people. They can't... You talk to your friends. You know, like, don't you? If you see them once a week or once... If you get to the club every other week, you're going to talk to the people you know and be introduced to other people you don't know. That's inevitable. But it was just interesting hearing him. But it was in credit to him. He's done the right thing. It's like he's come in as an outsider and worked his way in.
You pick a game, you play that game, and eventually you'll get accepted into the
clique. Now he is, and you know he's probably the most active member of this little 30K group.
Yeah, good for him.
Which is great. Yeah. You know, like that's fair. I don't think there's anything to be done about it as a club because. That's not because we're war gamers, that's because we're people, and that's how people are.
You don't play games, you play people.
Mm. I'll bring it up. Games. There's a committee meeting on Friday in a curry house, and so the only one who can't attend, sadly, is Sherwin, but I'll bring it up to everybody, just as an interesting point aside. Not that I think there's any action to be done, but just to understand that that's probably how we are as a club, but I don't think there's any way to have it not be as a club.
No. So
the committee meeting's only because we need a committee meeting.
It's a big risk what they're doing with 40K.
Yeah.
In the same way as what they did with War Machine Mark III.
Yeah.
Is if you don't take the players with you, then your game's in trouble.
Yeah.
And what happened is lots of clubs, for whatever reason, chose not to make the move to Mark III, and they went to Guild Ball, or they went to whatever else they went to.
Yep.
And now War Machine Mark III's in trouble.
Mm. Well, SmogCon. Are we talking about later?
Yeah, a little bit. But I'm not talking about in the US. US might be all right, but in Europe and the UK, War Machine's in trouble.
Yeah, it is. Big time.
People have still got armies, but nowhere near the same amount. And people are selling off. And I'm not selling off because there's nowhere to sell off to.
Well, exactly. That and also, I mean, I spent a lot of work on that stuff up there. Like I'm looking at my Sigmar army.
Nice.
Sigmar, and I will keep it and see if we ever play it again.
We will play it.
Yeah. I mean, I...
You will come back to it because it's the best tournament game.
I'm playing in your Journeyman League. I'll happily play in that.
Yeah.
I just... Yeah. It's just that...
Guild Ball will run its course. Yeah. Maybe there's something else coming. I know there's something else coming. But yeah. Maybe what's coming next will be...
I think so. I think people will then be like...
That will be a big test.
People will be like Steamforge players. Rather than like a game system... Like certain games, they'll be more like, I'm a GW player, I'm a Steamforge player, I'm a Privateer Press player.
Well, you couldn't be a Privateer Press player.
Well, they don't have
one game.
But they don't have a decent other game.
Well,
they did.
Well, they did, but they killed it. Monpok.
I'm Harry. Nobody ever played that game.
There's a game called Monster
No one ever
Apocalypse.
Played it.
I'm playing it this weekend.
Yeah, but no one ever did.
It was the best game ever made by Privateer Press. Hands down. But they completely messed it up in true Privateer Press fashion, and it died. And every other game they've made since that point has been pretty lame.
Just so you know, like at SmogCon, they have this Mongpocalypse.
Monsterpocalypse Grand Tournament.
And by Grand Tournament, I mean four people playing it.
You had as many as eight, one, yeah.
Oh my God.
It's the only active tournament in the world. The only active tournament in the world.
I mean, talk about a dead scene.
Imagine, what's that, Pacific Rim?
Yeah.
That's what we're doing.
I've seen you play this thing. Like, it looks interesting, but nobody plays it. It's dead. Like it's
been dead so long.
Yeah,
but
it was never alive, Barry.
It was alive for a little while.
Warmaster was alive for a number of years.
It was alive for a year or two.
But I
think that is where PP. If I don't mean to overly criticise them. If they've gone wrong, is they haven't managed to get more than one game running.
Yeah.
You look at Games Workshop. How many games have they produced over the years? Like 10? 10 decent games?
If you're talking about standalone box games.
No. Like proper war games. 10 war games?
Yeah, and some really good ones.
Yeah, like Epic, Blood Bowl.
Necromunda, Battlefield Gothic.
Lord of the Rings.
Yeah, Rings.
And that's doing box
Rings
games.
Is really popular, actually. Like, to some people, they love Lord of the Rings.
I love Lord of the Rings.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And PP never did it. They tried some card games, they tried some box games. Just never managed it.
Yeah.
So, yeah, they're totally tied into War Machine.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm.
So, we will see. So, it's going to be an interesting year, 2017.
Yeah. So, you wanted to talk about Ben Johnson and AOS and White Dwarf.
So, I've done that.
Kings of War 2.
A little bit. It's coming up. I can't get my... I just can't get interested. The one person... People are doing that at a small level, though. That might actually be quite good. So, if you do it, like, 10 or 15 mil, that might actually be a good game. But at 28 mil, it's garbage. Because cavalry just... Yeah.
Yeah.
There's no point playing anything else. Just bring more cap. But that's pretty much like Warmaster, isn't it?
No. But, yeah.
Send more cap. So what's next on our list, sir?
Warmaster. Oh, hang on. Oh, something I've been mentioning. I should mention the... also, I got my commissioned High Elves from Poland come back to me. And so now I own a painted Orc and Goblin army, painted High Elf army. I did my own Skaven. I did my own Dwarves. And also I have Chaos Army. Dark Elves are being painted. So I've got one more army out being painted, and then I'll size up what I want to do with the rest of it.
Good basing on the Polish guys.
Basing makes
a lot of difference in this game.
Like, but now it's about... It was, obviously, I said, like, it was a risk. Like, do I... I don't know this... I mean, I've seen this guy's work, but unless I send him an army, I'm never going to get anything. I can't send him one unit or something.
No. And you got a lovely box.
I know, and he sent me a free box. Yeah, like to come back in. It was lovely.
Very Necromunda on
the
side.
Yeah, I like it a lot. I asked him where that was from. It's from some other European company based out of Warsaw. But it's like, oh, okay. You know, but they are very nice. So that's that done. Right. Onto the meat and potatoes. Army tier list and revolution predictions.
That's just a little bit of a filler.
Then the filler.
I was basically, we needed some time filling, which I don't think we do today. We'll talk about this next time.
Okay.
It's where you think revolutions will take army lists.
All right, well, then we'll put it into another one.
Okay, so because now we've got to talk about the
Warmaster rules updates, yeah.
So I've got a list of mine of what stuff has actually changed recently.
I'll pull it up on mine as well.
So a new one, very new on this one, and this is perfect. And this goes to show how reactive and flexible this process can be. So Alice was talking about how he had a bad feeling about a rules interaction, and that if you were pushed off the table by a combat, you weren't destroyed. And in virtually every other war game, you would have been destroyed.
It's asking a question that I wanted to define anyway. It's like, when you exit the table, surely you have to enter it in the same place you exited it.
Yeah. But you do, don't you?
Well, as I say, but it wasn't clear.
No. So, like, Phil in the Triwiz, he lost to the guy that won because he charged a unit of Pegasus with his Pegasus, and those Pegasus didn't take much damage but fell off the board because they was touching the board when he charged them.
Yeah.
So any damage he did to them pushed them off the board, which meant he couldn't kill them, which is what he wanted to do, obviously, to keep pursuing until he killed them. So, and then the guy managed, I forgot his name already, whoever won the try was, he managed to roll a 6, come back on the table, and initiative charge Phil in the flank with the same Pegasus knight that he drove off the table.
That's too much, isn't it? Yeah. As in, that's not right.
That's not right. Because he knew that rules interaction, he knew that he'd be forced off the table, and then he knew that potentially...
So the easy fix is, if you go off the table, you're destroyed.
Oh, but only from combat, not if you're blown off the table with shooting or a Geroff or something. Yeah. That's too easy. Yeah. Geroff, you're dead. Geroff, you're dead.
Yeah, but so like retreat off the table from hit attacking.
For combat.
Yeah.
So don't go near the edge.
Yeah.
Why are you on the edge?
Yeah. Yeah. You shouldn't have an advantage for being on the edge.
Yeah.
Because all the edge is just a hypothetical, like that's not like there's the end of the world there, is there?
It is in game terms.
Yeah, but like I'm saying, but it, like in the world it's just a slice of the pie, isn't it?
There's more
pie. Left and right.
Yeah. So if you're driven off from combat resolution, you're pushed off, then you're dead.
I like that.
What do we call it? An obstruction.
Yeah.
If you're pushed into an obstruction and you can't move, you die.
We should propose it then. Get that as a
proposal. It's coming. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And that's fantastic that's been highlighted. And historically, it would have been like, well, how do we get this passed through? What do we have to do? Yeah. It's like, no, just bang it in.
Yeah.
If there's enough people vote for it, it'll happen.
Yeah.
And Alice will put it in the revolution's rule set.
Great.
Okay. Yuzin. Is it Yuzin?
I can't remember. Ole. Oil proposed it originally. Said it.
Ollie,
Ollie.
Yuzin.
I don't know how you say these names.
I don't know. It's some Russian monstrous mount. But it was a weird one because it was 65 points.
Oh, right. Talking about new fates, yeah.
New votes. So it was 65 points and it had +1 attack and terror, except when it was fighting certain people like Chaos, and then it had +3 like attacks.
Yeah.
So it just needs to be standardised.
Yep. Okay.
So 65 points gets you +2 attacks to terror.
Yep. We've also said about the handgunners becoming a 10-point upgrade. We've already mentioned that.
Yeah, but it's fantastic.
Yeah, no, I'm just saying it's since
last time. Because people were saying, like, I have handgunners, I never use handgunners.
Yeah.
Because I've already got 4 units of frigging crossbowmen. Yeah, I don't want any more.
6. Yeah.
I don't need any more. No armour.
Yeah.
Shooting.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So what we've decided to do is 1 per 1,000. You can upgrade for 10 points.
Yeah.
Your crossbowmen to handgunners. Mm-hmm. That's the perfect solution.
Which has been proposed in. The orc list has also been put into approved.
I can't see a reason for that not happening.
It's quite simple. Dogs of War, we're going to change the Tusker to a giant.
The Tusker was totally random anyway. It's got like 1 shooting attack.
And that is 6 votes for none at the moment.
What's he doing? Like blowing an elephant?
I don't know.
Throwing a tusk? What's he doing?
I don't know what it's doing. But
why has he got 1 attack?
I don't know. Because you could use the Tusker model if you had a Tusker model as a giant.
Yeah, do what you want. There's a spider there as a giant.
Yeah. Yeah, so there we go. That's quite a simple fix to like a bit of a
random. Warwagon, I ain't doing this one out. Listen, the Warwagon, one day before I vote, I'm going to have to read these bloody rules. There are so many rules.
So the Warwagon.
Don't do it, man. Don't start reading.
Well, I'm just going to say, right, change the Warwagon rules to something else. It's 5 votes to none. I voted yes because of who proposed
it. You haven't even read it.
But I tried. I was just like, trying to understand the difference. But I do trust Alice.
Right, so Alice's reasoning behind this is that in order to protect your war wagon when it's in column, because it's got 2 ways of moving, laggard or unlaggard, or whatever it's called. Yeah. So when it's laggard, like you're pulling it along by your horses, you have to do it going in reverse.
Mm.
So that if you're initiative charged in the arse of your war wagon and not in the front of your horses.
Yeah.
So, and as there's no negative for going backwards, you still go backwards at full speed.
Yeah.
they're all facing backwards and being pushed backwards.
Yeah.
So he's just trying to clean it up so it looks better on the table.
Which is fine with me. Yeah. That's a start. Like, what? if this gets proposed, and I think it has been proposed. If this gets through, and I guess it should, you can come back and have a look at it again later, I suppose.
The problem with, I've said the problem with this figure is how many words there are.
Yeah.
It's lunacy. I keep getting around to it. I'm going to play Kislev next. And I look at it and go, oh my God, look at how many words there are.
I mean, I think a simple fix to the war wagon would be, I know the model came with a nice two bases of stuff, but actually the model's only one base, and it's the wagon. Like, just you can use the Horde as an aesthetic, but they are nothing.
Like Jeeps in Battlefield, Flames of War.
Yeah, like they look nice.
But I think they got hits and stuff, and I think you can choose to take damage on them.
Well, that's the thing. It's like, I mean,
they were so good. When they were playtesting this, somebody must have said, "God damn, these are complicated." Yeah. There's no way you can just make it less complicated.
Yeah, it's pretty weird. But I like what it is. I like the concept of what it is: a moving, defendable fortress, which other infantry can take advantage of as well. I like that, because you can, like, mount your infantry into this war wagon. It was a nice idea, it's a concept.
It's awesome, and Jim used a pair of, I mean, they're not cheap to use, points-wise.
No.
But they do reasonable work.
Yeah, but I think a simpler solution would be just to drop the horses thing. But anyway...
Don't spare the horses.
Anyway, well, it doesn't mean anything. But what has been proposed, and we'll probably get in, is cleaning up of their current rules to read better, and then we'll see where we go from there.
Yeah, as I said, I haven't voted on this one. I've got a few weeks.
Yeah.
I need to read it. I need to sit down with a cup of tea
I wouldn't want to put another proposal in which says, why don't we just drop the horses? Because I don't want to work against...
Drop the donkeys.
Yeah, I don't want to work against what's already there. But it's, I mean, it's not... Yeah.
The fact you voted and haven't even read it.
Yeah, it's fine. I can change it, right? I get things done. I'm like Trump.
That's exactly right.
I get things Trump.
Paul Trump.
I was elected to read...
No. Drain the swamp. Drain the swamp.
What's the swamp about? I don't know.
That's what they said. You know, that was his chant. His campaign chant.
Right.
Drain the swamp. Right. So the Blackgate miniature moulding process. I've got 15 moulds to do, 3 masters and 12 production.
We've got 15 minutes of recording.
Okay, but that's good. Because that's all I'm going to say. I've got 15 moulds to do. They take about 4 hours a go, and then I've got all the casting to do. I'm working my tits off. So that's why if there's no games being played and if there's like limited recording opportunities, it's because I'm sweating in a garage working my trolleys off.
But, you know, I'll be playing games, so we can always talk about mine.
But, yeah, very little reward. All right. 5 events a year. Janice and Paul are doing a new event.
Yes. So there's 5 events a year, potentially 6, actually. But I did contact the Scottish guy.
Five we're running.
There was, you know, so, okay, so there's the ones you know about, the 2 that we run and the 2 that we run out of Colchester, the 2 that are run out of Saffron Walden. Also, me and Janice, in a joint effort, are going to do one in our Cambridge officers' mess. The date is October the 14th. It is only going to cost you £5, the tournament, and you need to PayPal.
To get lunch?
No.
Is there somewhere to get lunch?
Yeah. Yeah, like, not inside, but, like, just next to there is a garage which has food. That's fine.
Oh.
Yeah, or you can get a takeaway.
And there's drink?
There is a bar. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Probably an honesty bar, really. But, like, it's in an officer's mess. Yeah, like...
I've never been to an officer's mess.
Well, you better dress up smart, haven't you? No, you don't have to dress up smart. But, like, PayPal will be... You need to pay Alex Janaways, and it will be payment confirms entrance. And his address is...
Limited numbers?
Yes, there will be. His address is AJANAWAY, Janeway, as in the Star Trek captain, at AOL.com. £5 only. And obviously, in that PayPal, you need to write, you know, you say what armour you're going to use and if you're in a team already or not. Because the team, it will be an event where basically it's one-on-one games, but you're in teams of up to 3 and your results go to your team score.
So there are 2,000-point games?
Yes.
And we're using allies?
In the sense that your army is one army, but your team can be made up of armies that work together.
Right, so good or evil.
And that's been published.
And ogres can fight for everybody.
Yeah, they're either good, evil, or neutral. If they're neutral, they can work for anybody. And off you go. And we will obviously make sure that everybody's in a team. You can play in this if you're an individual, and we put you into a team, etc. It's quite easy to do. And probably me and Janice will probably be both be, or at least I will be at least, tournament organisers.
Right.
So if there's a rules question, ask for a rules question and I'll come over and sort it.
Okay.
But I'm playing in this event as well. Like, I think that's fine. I mean, that's what I want to do, so that's what's happening. So there you go.
Is Jana's running it? Who's TO?
Well, I guess we'll take it on responsible, both of us. Because we'll have to, because we're the officers.
Well, someone has to be there doing all the scoring
yeah,
stuff.
Yeah, we'll do that. We can do that. I think...
I don't see it easy.
We can just
play two games at the same time and score.
Maybe. Yeah, like, I'm pretty amazing. and also, he says to me that there's another guy in our regiment who wants to play in it as well, quite randomly. The training major. I was like, that'd be funny.
Training major?
I know.
Oh, my God.
Like, right, okay. But yeah, so that's on October the 14th. Now, the next Triwizard event, I think, is sold out.
I'm sure it's sold out.
Or it's very close to being sold out.
It's coming up soon.
So if you were on the reserve list, you better pay quick if you want to make sure you're actually playing in it, because payment confirms entry.
So I mean, I'm not in the team yet for the October thing.
Can you go to it?
It's a bit early for me to predict.
Yeah, but then if you can go to it, I mean, I'm going to have to hold back maybe fill up a space. I mean, obviously, I can do anything. You know, like...
do everything.
And so I will come in and join in a team to make it up. Because there's bound to be two people who... Say we make it as teams of three.
Yeah.
There's going to be two people who need a third or something like that.
It'd be good to have a team event.
Well, I mean, basically, it's individual games. It's just that your results pool.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It'd be easier to... Yeah,
and
I like it.
There is no actual charge for the venue, because we own the venue. But the £5 will be put towards something, you know, to
price-wise, yeah.
And plus, I'll tap up the usual routes for get prize support as well. Why not?
Right.
Mm-hmm. But you won't win, like, the individual... Like, individual shield.
No, because it's not an individual.
It's a team event.
So I saw some team green means.
Yeah,
means,
yeah, yeah.
Like,
I mean,
green is mean.
Alex floated it on Facebook, the Warmoss Facebook group, and loads of people have already clicked in saying they can. So that means it's going to run. I mean, fantastic. I mean, it should work quite easily, because I'm just thinking, like, the officer. Because basically, in the venue, the officers and sergeants mess is only partitioned by a temporary wall. That you can take down.
Officers and sergeants.
Yeah, so they're two
rooms.
But
the sergeants don't eat with the officers, because they're NCOs or whatever.
That's right. They're two separate messes.
Okay, fine.
Right, but the only difference...
Do they eat the same food, at least?
Yes. The only difference is there's a temporary wall in between the two rooms. So you could take that room down. I have tons of room, like easy enough room to run an event, and I'm told there's tons of tables there. So there might be a bit lacking on... We're going to have to need people to bring, like, tables and scenery. As in...
Scenery,
and mats if they've got them, because there is nothing, it has to be all brought in, but why not? And Cambridge is a nice venue, it's closer to some people. Plus, I'm sure it will work fine, and it will be another one to add onto the yearly calendar. Though the date will always be different, because it will be down to when the venue's free, because it's not always going to be free. But when it is free, there's nobody there at the weekend, we'll have the run of the place.
I was wondering how they'd staff the bar, but they ain't going to staff the bar, are they?
I don't think so. I mean, the fact that
well, not if they're not
the fact that there'll be three officers there. I mean, I don't think it'll be neat. That'd be a problem. Bobbin. I don't know, but like, Janice works out of Regiment HQ. I don't, so that's like his problem to solve, even if it is a problem. So that's great. Also, there's a Scottish event happening, and I've got comms with the guy, but he couldn't say when exactly it was, so that's why we're not giving you a date right now, because it's still to be confirmed.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Good. And I'm sure there's somebody from Aldershot talking about walking
out. There probably is.
I don't remember who it was when he said he was going to do it. So
we have two. That's that.
I need to get in a team. I need to make a super team. So that's it. I'll start working.
Well, I can play High Elves, couldn't I, now? Or Dark Elves. I mean, that one and all of the events will be playing using War Master Revolution, which will carry on version 0.5. So it's whatever version of War Master Revolution is around at the time of the tournament.
Yep.
And if that version has tournament lists bolted into it, then you're using those tournament lists.
Yeah. I don't think it's too far away now.
I hope not.
I think the votes start closing in about a week.
Yes, they do. Yeah.
Start closing, mm-hmm. And then they'll close regularly.
And so that's everything. We have two more things to say. Smogcon build up, and I've got a new surprise topic. And we only have
a new surprise topic.
We only have 7 minutes to talk about it. To go.
Well, that's not very long, sir. Seven. So, new surprise time of SmogCon build-up. So, it's SmogCon next week.
Yep.
I'm away for 4 days.
I've
And it's half term.
I've dropped out, sadly, because the army needs me on the Saturday.
They need you, Paul! How can Britain defend itself without you?
Don't know, but basically, I couldn't be free on the Saturday evening, and as I've played such little war machine, and it's half term, and I can get a refund, I've gone for that option.
Mostly, get a refund.
Mostly, yeah. Enough of a refund to... Yeah, to be fine.
So next week is probably a no-go, being half-term and you being away for 4 days.
Yeah. Even if we were both there, I doubt we would have recorded much.
Oh, that would only been
you'd
an
have been so
day.
You'd have been too busy.
Yeah, we'll see. We'll see. The kids. Mm-hmm. Right, so what's your thing?
My special thing. Right, so I was on the driving home...
Don't crash your car again.
No, I was driving home with Adam. Adam was driving me back from this stag do yesterday. And we were chatting about stuff, and I said, the game system, and we've chatted about it before, and I said, the game system that I miss, as in, like, the thing that I'd love to see is a really good wrestling game. You know, like, because that, yeah, like, and we got chatting, like, it's something we thought about a lot before, and, yeah, and then we got, in our minds, like, we voiced out how we could make a wrestling, like, game. And I think we've come up with a winning idea.
Winning idea?
Yeah. So, it's running with a title called Chokeslam.
Is this in honour of
Shane? Because you can't assume that you're going to get any... If it became a reality...
Is this MMM wrestling?
No.
WWE?
WWE. You can't assume that you would get any licence to use their names at all. Like, obviously.
Well, it might be quite expensive.
Yeah, exactly. I assume that you'd have to, like, use things that are legally different from the world of WWE. And I was like, basically, it would be like a card system where your wrestler is a deck of cards that you can select, like, the moves that you want out of. So you have a bigger deck that you select a smaller deck of moves.
Yeah.
And your wrestler's move set is limited to what kind of wrestler he is, like a high flyer or a brawler or something. And then, like, in the ring, like, you've got, like, several cards in your hand, and they're the only ones you can play, and you're looking to, like, chain moves and, like, put moves in that your opponent isn't thinking that he won't counter.
Yeah.
And eventually, if you beat your opponent down quick enough, or, you know, well enough, you
have to go pin. Chairs.
Yeah, they're going to be expansions.
Chairs. Yeah.
They're going to be a TLC.
Drugs.
Drugs.
Pets.
Not
pets.
Quite that expansion.
Come on, man.
No.
Surely there must be Peds cards. Like, Extreme Peds.
Extreme Peds, no. Yeah, but, like, we voiced it all out. It was like, so how would we make this work? And, like, the original Kickstarter would be four wrestlers. What each one? A high flyer, a brawler, an all-rounder, a technical wrestler, and the all-rounder. And they'd have big decks of, like, wrestling. And they'd be your four stable characters. And then other expansions would be, like, tag team, would be TLC, be eliminated, go for everything. And we were thinking up funny names for wrestlers, which are obviously a wrestler that we want to say is, like, we can't call them.
You can't call them Ric Flair.
Yeah, you can't call it Ric Flair, so it'd have to be somebody else. Like, yeah,
not Ric Flair. Do you not hear that? You can do that.
What?
You just put not in front of it.
Oh, that's legally different.
Yeah. Not Ric Flair.
Not Ric Flair.
Not The Undertaker.
Well, that's quite a good idea, right? If you went with that for everything.
That's what they do, apparently.
Yeah.
To get around copyright, you just say it's not.
It's not. It's not Ric Flair. Not Ric Flair, will you? Woo! But yeah, it's actually because the thing is, other wrestling games, there's not many, but other wrestling games I've seen have no skill involved. They're just dice exercises. And the skill of this game would be selecting the cards to make your deck and then what cards you hold back to play to, like, beat your opponent.
So who plays Vince McMahon and decides on the outcome?
Oh, well, I was thinking, like, another expansion.
Because none of it's real.
I think another expansion would have to be, like, the manager edition, which where one of you can be a manager, like, in a group, in a campaign.
I just decide and you're going to lose.
No. Just like obviously he's got an agenda and he's pushing his agenda and you might not be the agenda. It'd be hilarious. I mean, like, we were talking through it and I was like, actually, that does sound really quite good. And plus, it being a card only game, it would be a very cheap, level. I think. But he knows an illustrator.
Well, there you go. There's the problem.
Yeah, it's something we've talked about before, but we got the time to talk about it on this drive home. And yeah.
Card games are cheap to produce, apart from the art, which are very expensive.
Of course, but when you know somebody...
Yeah, that helps a lot. It's like, you remember the game, what was it, Goblins versus... What was that game?
Goblins versus Wizards.
There was like a, it was basically a card game, and it was like, it's set in a fantasy, and it was like elves versus dwarves.
Oh yeah, yeah, that one that we really liked. Yeah.
Yeah, that one. It died because they got into a dispute with the person who did the art.
Oh, that's how I died.
Yeah, because
got loads of kids playing.
Yeah. The one that Rid won the big sword for.
Yeah, and he beat some kid in the final.
In Birmingham. So they got into trouble because they fell out with the artist. The game is all the art.
Yeah.
The actual game itself was nothing without the art.
It's quite simple, yeah.
So, if you get the artist, is the key.
Well, I mean, this is someone...
Don't do it on the cheap.
This is someone Adam knows.
So, what I'm saying, don't do it on the cheap.
Yeah.
If it's all about the art, get the artist...
Which, I mean, it's... The idea we had in our head, because like, we were thinking, how can you represent a wrestling game? And I said, you'd want something that rewards a bit of practice play and isn't like... but yet still the new player has a chance. You know, like, a good game system is one where that if I've played it quite a bit...
You've got your Joker card, basically.
Yeah, but it's like, but you can... If you can't... Because it's when in this system where you... If you have X cards you can play and you have been drawn not the right card... Like in Magic, I've got no lands. You can't do much until you get the land. Yeah, exactly what I'm saying. But like, so other game... It's a system that works really well in other formats. So turn it into a wrestling game.
So, anyway, I'll get my comment in. Don't put the artist on piecework, so you pay him by the piece. The artist has to share the revenue.
Be a full partner.
Full partner. Because if you lose the artist halfway through, the game falls apart.
This is a conversation.
Well, he's made the podcast
This is a conversation of other conversations I've had with Adam. We'll probably get Sherwin involved as well, because like, he'd like to be involved in this, I'm sure. But it's like, I'm not saying it's going to lead anywhere, but I mean, it would be quite fun to try. Because the guys who made Cards Against Humanity had a good card idea.
Yeah, but what was the killer of theirs? No art.
Yeah, no art. Yeah.
No art.
No art.
No art at all. Yeah. It's just like blank.
I guess you're right, but like, it's,
I know I'm right.
Yeah, you know, it's a nice idea. You know, you can but dream.
All the money I've spent on my Kickstarter, all of it has been on art.
Because I've been looking to play a wrestling game for the longest time, and there isn't a good one out there. There's some bad ones. There's not many, and some really bad ones. But I would love to play a good wrestling game where you just like, where you are literally doing the kind of things that wrestlers do. Like, I'm showboating to the crowd now. I'm the heel. I'm doing it. And it can all be built off a score.
Of core box. Good. Sounds interesting. Not necessarily my cup of tea, but if it's got nice art, that would go a long way.
Right, we need to wrap this up.
So contact details are Facebook page or warmasterpodcast@googlemail.com.
Mm-hmm.
And that was exciting. Episode 50, the WWE edition.
No, it's not.
With Paul and Barry.
Yeah.
So we'll see you next week.
See you next week.
Or not.
No, we will. Yeah. When we can.
Bye.